91.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching in hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on our site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. That again, FreeTalkLive.com. And pop quiz, what do Washington politics and libertarianism have in common? Well, the answer is very little. But the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com is looking to change that by implementing practical and innovative solutions to today's most pressing policy issues. Visit readpi.com today. That's readpi.com. I want to jump into a quick email and we'll roll into the phone calls here because I want to continue very shortly a topic we started last hour. Actually, it's a slightly different side of it. And I realize we're opening Pandora's box here, but Ryan is asking, and I figure we should answer. Dear guys, I listened to your show recently, and I have a question I'd like to pose. Near the end of your show, Mark, called those that as I understand it, those that perform abortions, abortion freaks. From what I gather, Mark is against all forms of abortion. And if I'm wrong, I'd like to know.
I am largely against abortion. I'm certain that there are circumstances where it's the best thing to do. For instance, my mother, before she had me, had a tubular pregnancy. She would have, it would have killed her. And
that means that the egg didn't come all the way down to the uterus? The
uterus. In fact, it was in the
fallopian tube. Her tubes.
And it would have killed her and not resulted in a baby. And some religions would require her, would require her to try to go through with it and die and whatever. And I would think that that would be a circumstance where an abortion made perfectly good sense. Whereas
I think an abortion makes sense when a mother decides she doesn't want a kid.
Okay. I don't think they're good ideas for me. I would never want to see my child aborted. But
I think the longer you let it go, the more awful and terrible of a procedure it is. You know,
all those things are true.
Right.
I wouldn't want it in any case with my child. So, but as far as, getting rid of abortion, I wouldn't do that because we tried that once in this country, and it results in young women dying.
Black market abortions.
Black market abortions. It just results in a bunch of bad things. Doctors
right.
being thrown in prison over, doctors that can heal people. Being thrown in prison because they didn't, follow somebody's medical procedure, outline. And I just don't think that's right. So, for me, I think it's wrong. And on the other hand, I also think it's wrong to try to legislate against it. I think it's a failure to try to...
Legislation should not be made for or against it. Legislation should not fund it. Government should not fund abortions, nor should government prohibit them. Toby, your thoughts?
I've had several friends who had abortions, and thank God they did.
Why do you say that?
They would have been the worst parents. Those kids would have grown up
way. Look, I'm adopted. I'm sure my parents
would
have
been crappy.
There's
enough damn kids in the adoption system, Mark. We don't need to add more.
No, not even close.
Oh,
there
please.
Isn't. There is not. Parents want kids so badly. There's not.
Oh, you mean white kids.
Right. They want white kids. Do you want to change those people's attitudes?
I don't want to put more kids
into the system. They're going to Russia to get white kids. They want them that badly. There's a demand for them.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to have abortions personally, but I would never legislate against it. And I think that there's some circumstances where it would ruin lives. Not only the person who goes through the procedure, but it would have really gotten sticky for those person's relationship with their parents and other people. They're going to school. They probably would have had to at least take time off, not drop out if they had kids. So.
Sure. And how about the financial burden placed upon the person that is pregnant as
right.
well?
And that's even if you do go through with an adoption and you have the kid and have the adoption.
Right.
It's
the only way
expensive.
I could see having an adoption or putting a child up for adoption instead of aborting it would be if you found the parents that wanted to adopt in advance and you entered into some sort of an agreement with them.
It's easy to do that.
And you entered into some sort of an agreement where they paid you for your time and your effort and your risk and all of that stuff. But beyond that, it seems to me to make sense to just keep yourself, keep your life the way you want it to be and not add more kids to the system. Anyway, additionally, when Mark made the comment, you didn't, and by the way, when we talk about abortions, we're not just talking about white people, Mark. There are, black people and Hispanics that have abortions too. Do you want to add more black babies to the adoption system?
I don't want anything,
right,
Ian. I'm just telling you I think abortion is wrong.
Additionally, when Mark made the comment, you didn't say, as I expected you to, don't paint them all with the same brush. I'm not here to accuse. I'm just curious to know what your position on it is. Personally, I'm pro-choice, but whatever you guys think, it won't stop me from listening to your show. You have great ideas and stories. Additionally, I'm on your side with the whole religion is a danger to liberty thing. I know that the libertarian's position is pro-choice, but I know that not all libertarians feel that way. In fact, there's a subset of libertarians that call themselves the pro-life libertarians. I'm not quite sure what their rationalizations are, but they do exist. And, of course, there are also people that consider themselves pro-war libertarians. Again, not so sure what their rationalization is.
I don't think that you can paint that. Now, I can make a good example as to why war increases the size of government. You can't make an excellent example as to why, calling abortion murder is somehow increasing the size of government. They just consider it murder, Ian. And I don't think you support murder, do you?
No, I don't support murder, but I also don't support throwing people in a jail cell for having an abortion. If that's what they support, then I don't necessarily think they're very liberty-oriented. Anyway, he says, I know that the libertarian position is pro-choice. I think the government should stay out of it completely. That's the libertarian way. Thank you for taking the time to read this from Ryan. So hopefully I've made it clear. I think that it's an individual's choice. I think that it's a horrible act. I hope that people should practice safe sex first and foremost. I think they should be responsible about their sexual activities. I think young people should have their parents explain to them very clearly what sex is all about, what they need to understand about sex, what the risks are, how to be safe about it. I think that we should prevent people from do our best to prevent people from even getting into the position where they have to make this decision, because it cannot be an easy decision to make. Us three guys sitting around here talking about it, that's easy for us. But for a woman who is pregnant to make that decision, that's got to be one of the most difficult decisions she'll ever make in her whole life. And I don't take it lightly. It is a serious issue. But at the same time, I'm with Ryan. Please keep the government out of it. Whatever you do, don't make abortion illegal, or you're just going to relegate thousands of young women to black market, back alley, coat hanger abortions that are going to put their lives in jeopardy, as well as the lives of their unborn baby.
And don't forget the doctors that you've got to put in prison.
Yeah, and the war on abortion that'll inevitably have to spring up in order to crack down on all the black market abortion clinics out there.
I can't imagine what role, what form that would take, but I know it wouldn't be good.
So we go to the phones to KGEZ Land, Montana. Lee is on the line. Hey, Lee.
Good day.
Well, you're on Free Talk Live. Good day to you.
Good evening. I know that.
Yes.
And I'm on Free Talk Live. You guys covered a lot of the stuff I was going to touch on. Thing that people forget is somebody has to live with the decision of somebody. You're 14, 16, 19, doesn't matter. Yeah, 30s, 40s, 50s, and there were coat hangers on electric grills. Bad, but it pretty much isn't a good thing. Would I recommend it? Not ever.
No, but people will do it. They don't.
Plenty of guys and plenty of women want it. Now, there's two problems here that come into effect. One, the woman has her mind, and she's pregnant, and if, as you may know, they're just a little different at that point in time. I have two kids. I understand that. Would I ever have done it to them? No, God, best kids I've ever, around. I love them. But
sure.
What happens almost inevitably is the father and the mother, and I've had guys working for me that, are 19 and have two freaking kids. And
God.
Dude. Did anybody tell you how that stuff works?
No, they didn't. That's the big problem.
They didn't. Well, they're hill folk. I don't know. But anyway, the point is that they have them, and they have relationship problems. Well, yeah, a little resentment in my life. I'm working two jobs, one for Lee and one for my day job guy, and the wife, she can't work. She got to take care of the lurch, and or the parents, which technically be grandparents, are having to take care of the little urchins.
Mm.
And
it's a huge burden. It's a burden.
I know somebody has to fall into the position there, so it affects more than one person's life or two. But like we said, the back alley program is what would go to you outlawed. It's prohibition.
You got it right.
We're going back alley. Thanks,
you're completely
you guys
right.
That, but I had a
Thank you for the call, Lee. We really appreciate it. Great one. 800-259-9231. You can take control and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the show you can take control of. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And some of those features include live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. You know, Toby, just as we were coming back, we're going to get to the phone calls. They're all over the map, by the way. But and I'm surprised, too, because the Pandora's box did not open as far as it normally does. But the Pandora's box of talk radio, of course, is abortion, and somebody brought it up via email, and we addressed the issue. And you, as we were coming back from break, made a great point that I thought was worth making on air. We've already covered the fact that if you make abortion illegal, it just goes underground.
Right.
It becomes more dangerous. It becomes a product of the black market. And that's just a terrible thing that we certainly don't want in America. But there's another reason to not outlaw abortions. And what was that?
Well, just to think about the responsibility level of some people who do have abortions. If they didn't have abortions, they wouldn't necessarily be a good host for that baby to live in when it's in the womb and everything. They're going to continue to drink. Maybe if they do drugs. I mean, when you are pregnant with a baby, you can't just do whatever you want. You need to eat right. You can't use alcohol. You can't do drugs. You can't do any of that. Imagine if those babies instead were carried to term and then adopted. Well, we're going to have a lot more people who have fetal alcohol syndrome who are crack babies.
Great.
And so
what's that
on
cost
so
to take
forth.
Care of?
Well, I don't know what it costs to take care of. That would be up to the person who, you know, decided to take care of that child, and someone likely would.
And our public school system.
Well, now you're talking about a public school system problem.
I'm
you're
just
not talking
about
an abortion problem.
The situation we'd be in right now if all the abortions were carried to term and then adopted.
I understand what you're saying, but I mean,
that sounds bad.
Everybody
to me.
Who has, you know, mental defects, physical defects, those people are not without. Look at Ian. They're not without value.
What's that supposed to mean?
I mean, here's a guy who's thoroughly mentally flawed, and he's got a very successful radio show.
So, you've got to be a little mentally flawed to be successful in radio.
I'm just saying that to say that somebody with FAS is flawed and should be eliminated, it's a little.
Well, life is better without FAS. I mean, there's no doubt about that, right?
You know,
life is better if you're not a crack
baby. Find
somebody
with FAS and ask them if they'd like to die.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate that. 1-800-259-9231. The point still remains, and I think it's still a good point, Toby, that, again, if you force people to have kids they don't want, there are going to be all kinds of unintended consequences, and those consequences are going to be first and foremost on those kids.
Right. I mentioned earlier that I've had several friends who had abortions, and it's good that they did, primarily because they wouldn't have stopped drinking. They would have they're in college, and they would have continued to drink, even if they know that they're going to have a baby and adopt it. It's like,
awful.
Well, I'm not going to be taking care of it.
Right. That's just awful. And so just yet another reason. 800-259-9231. Let the market decide. Government should not fund it, and it should not prohibit. As we go to the phones, calls all over the map. Let's go. We'll take them in order. Brandon in Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, I just had a story about the NRA, and I also had a question for you.
Sure.
And the story goes like this. The other week, I was watching TV, and it might have been on the Internet, but I saw that the NRA had come out in favor of this a new gun wall. And I called them. I said, well, what's this all about? And they said, well, it's not a gun control wall. And they went on to explain it just recategorizes people. Hey, I don't really remember what the law was called, but not that important. It just recategorizes people and on the gun on the background checklist, and it's supposed to make it more efficient and whatnot. And I said, okay. And then they started going on and attacking Gun Owners of America.
You were on the phone with them?
While I was on the phone.
Wait, did you bring up Gun Owners of America?
They just said, but some people are coming out and they're calling themselves no compromise gun opponents to gun control. And they said, that sounds great and everything, but they don't care if murderers and rapists have guns. I said, wait a minute. I said, I thought the whole point of gun control, or the reasons we were against it, one of which was the government can't keep guns out of the hands of murderers and rapists.
Well, you know, hold on. In defense of murderers and rapists everywhere, I am a convicted murderer, you know, and I've been out
poor
of
Mark.
Prison for almost 10 years now. I've managed to prove to
you
society...
You mean former murderers and former rapists.
Well, I mean, I guess once you're a murderer, you're always a murderer, right? I mean, that's one of those things that sticks with you.
Well, unless you didn't do the crime like you.
I didn't, but I mean, I've been convicted of it. And all I'm saying is, look, when you start painting with broad brushes about murderers and rapists having weapons, prisons. Look, I've been out of prison for 8+ years now,
mm-hmm.
and I'm likely, very, very likely, never, ever to go back. I have a wife. I'm starting a family. Does that mean that I can't defend my house? I mean, I can't defend my wife. I'm not going after you, Brandon. I'm just saying
NRA.
Oh, I understand.
Anybody who would back that up, anybody who thinks to themselves, oh, well, it's a good idea that murderers and rapists don't get... Wait a second. I am convicted.
If we're going to keep people who were in prison, if we're not going to restore all their rights and liberties, then why do we even let them out of prison if they're still a danger?
That's an excellent question.
Yeah, but again, the real point I was trying to get at, and you brought up a good point, but the NRA starts coming out in favor of, on the phone to me, came out in favor of gun control that was aimed to stop criminals and murderers from getting guns. I thought, wait a minute. That's we don't, as people who oppose gun control, we don't think the government can stop that kind of thing.
Yeah, but the NRA is a different.
With the Brady campaign.
Well, the NRA is a different organization today than it used to be. The NRA is far more politicized than it ever has been in the past. And just like a politician taking a political stand because he perceives it to be popular, that's what the NRA is doing here. It's taking the political position that criminals are always going to be criminals and they shouldn't be able to have their rights back. And they are taking that position because they believe it resonates with their conservative base.
Yeah, and when they came out and started attacking gun owners in America, I was offended. I thought, you know what, that's just not even necessary. I thought we were on the same team here, trying to protect gun rights.
They are on the team of the status quo. The NRA is not interested in repealing the 20,000 gun laws at the federal level. They want them enforced. They're all for the current government.
Yeah, you're completely right. And now I wanted to ask you guys a question about.
Wait, hold on. Before the question, question for you: are you an NRA supporter?
No, I'm a former member. I didn't renew my membership.
Did you tell that woman on the phone that was trashing Gun Owners of America that you're definitely not going to renew now? And
I told her that I haven't renewed. I might have said that, or I might have fibbed a little bit and said I don't plan on renewing because of this crap.
Good for you. All right, what's your question, Brandon?
Okay, well, I was listening to the radio today, and a radio program came on and started talking about the Internet Equality Act. Have you guys heard of this?
The what? Equality Act?
The Internet Equality Act.
I don't think so.
Well, and if I have the name right, I hope I do. But I was it has to do with Internet radio.
Oh, that. Yeah, okay. I wasn't sure what the act was called, but we discussed that in detail actually last hour. So if you want to grab...
Oh, well, you caught me not listening.
If you want to grab the podcast on that later tonight, you can do that.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks for the call, dude. 1-800-259-9231. The feds are raising the rates on Internet music streaming. It's bad, bad news, and it's going into effect next month. They're trying to stop it, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. We've got Mike. We've got Lee. Your calls as well. Actually, we already took Lee. We've got some calls, and we'll take them. This is Free Talk Live.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is a fat loss patch. The fat loss patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the fat loss patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Freak Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site, we give them away. They include the bulletin board system approaching 250,000 posts, over 1,500 people interacting, all kinds of stuff to talk about, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all. All for free. BBS.freetalklive.com. Get you to it. Get interactive. BBS.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Excuse me. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
As we go to the phones, to the fun, Mike in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
What's happening?
I want to switch gears 180 degrees. Y'all ready?
Yeah, okay. Go for it.
I was listening to some other GCN programs today, and they were talking about the gradual implementation of martial law.
Yes, the implementation of martial law. Sure, it's been going on for a while now.
Well, what I've been noticing is, did y'all guys ever see that movie Red Dawn?
Long time ago.
Yeah, I vaguely remember Red Dawn, the teenage kids running around with AK-47s fighting off the Russians, right?
Right, well...
And some hot girls.
Well, that's true. I remember that movie, too. I saw it in the 80s. Now, what I was going to tell you is, I've been doing some soul-searching about this, and if they're going to try to pull off getting rounding up all these citizens and putting them in FEMA camps, I think it's going to backfire on them, because the word will get out so quickly that the resistance will spread.
Well, I've heard about the FEMA camps, and they've been pretty effectively debunked. The so-called photos of these FEMA camps are really just actually pictures of old railroad facilities, old Amtrak repair facilities, and I question those claims. But there are some facts that are out there, and some of these shows, you know, they're kind of light on the facts and a lot and heavy on the conspiracy. But the fact is, KBR, a subsidiary of Halliburton,
has been awarded a multi-hundred, I think like $300+ million contract in order to build detention camps here in the United States. Now, the stated purpose for that...
I don't know, $300 million is going to build a bunch of huge camps, I'll tell you.
Well, if it's more like a kind of like a tent city kind of a camp like Joe Arpaio has down in the southern border, then that wouldn't be very expensive. But nonetheless, they do have a multi-hundred million dollar contract from the feds to build these camps should they be needed for allegedly the purposes of a large-scale immigration compass, you know, people getting snatched up by ICE, for instance. Either way, whether you're putting Muslims in there or immigrants in there or dissenters in there, it's a scary precedent and a scary concept for the supposedly free country of America. And there is also other facts, like the Military Commissions Act, Defense Authorization Act of 2006 and 2007, respectively, that have essentially paved the way for the U.S. military to be used for policing purposes right here in the United States at the president's say-so. There's just some scary stuff going on. We really should be vigilant. We should pay attention. But I don't know. I don't know how to address your last point, and that is that people will be aware of these things. I'm not sure about that. If somebody disappears from their home one day, how are we going to know that it was the CIA that snatched them up?
Well, the way they would do it, they round up thousands of people at a time.
But why would they do that?
It's the reason that other countries have done it. You know, like with the Nazis when they put the Jews and the Gypsies in the boxcars.
I understand what you're saying, but why would they go about it that way when they could do it much more subtly and take just a few people here and a few people there very, very quietly to where you just got missing persons, not necessarily any trace of them, not necessarily knowing where they went, not being like you don't know the goon squad is on your street. They're doing it at 3 a.m. and nobody even sees it happen.
Right. Well, okay, I see your point. What you're saying is that they wouldn't do it through, like, thousands, hundreds of troops going down the street and just rounding people up, right?
That's I wouldn't. Not if I were in charge of rounding people up. That's not how I would do it. I'd be very subtle about it.
And, well, you got a point there.
Yeah, I'd take people from their bedrooms at night. I would take them on their way home from work. I would take them at random, you know, random points where it would just look like a kidnapping, and you wouldn't be able to necessarily trace it to the government's activities.
Well, once you've got somebody who's convicted, you know, who's guilty of a crime as far as the public's concerned, you can pretty much do anything you want with them. So you've got an illegal alien here, or you have somebody who's a quote-unquote suspected terrorist, and they've got Ali in their last name somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You can do anything you want with those people. You could literally lock up a quarter of the Mexican population in the United States tomorrow, and it just wouldn't matter to people. Some people would be cheering it on.
But you know what? To take Mike's position, even if they did go with like this all-out assault, let's say they went in and they rounded up anybody with Muhammad in their name, mm-hmm. or whatever, even if they did this sort of public assault, public confiscation of lives and putting them in these camps, you really think that would cause an uprising, or would it just cow the American people? Would they just be even more scared than they are today? Because right now, today, Americans are scared of their government. And if they find out that they're going from house to house, snatching people out of their homes and throwing them into camps, is that necessarily going to do anything to spur them into action?
If you're collecting illegal immigrants and people whose last name is Ahmed,
some will be cheering.
I mean, the internment camps are a perfect example and not very distant U.S. history.
Right. Americans will accept it. I absolutely believe they would.
Yeah, Mike, your thoughts on that?
Well, I think as more and more words getting out and people are getting so frustrated that I don't think it'll work. I think more and more people are waking up to the fact. I'm talking to more and more people every day saying that, you know, just things don't just seem right, you know?
Yeah. But are those people willing to take up arms against the government when they see their neighbors being thrown in jail?
I'm not going to say.
Yeah, it's not very likely. And just based on how the American populace is, I mean, they are raiding businesses and confiscating so-called illegal immigrants to the cheers of many Americans. To us, that's anathema. To those of us who believe in liberty, that's outrageous. It's upsetting. But even for us, it's not enough to go down there and, you know, assault the ICE offices. We aren't ready to take action in that way.
Heck no, I wouldn't
do
it.
So, I mean, really, it's really hard to say what would happen, and I hope it never comes to that.
That's why the more you expose it, The more people that you wake up, and basically by exposing them, you know, information. That's why Alex Jones calls it information warfare. if you shine a light on it, they're less likely to do it.
I hope you're right about that. And, Mike, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Sure.
I agree. Information is powerful. We definitely need to continue talking about these things. But is it time to take action yet? No. I'm not ready to take to make violent moves against the government. I don't think it's that time at all. But when will it be that time? Will we get to that point? And how will we know that point is here? These are all questions that everyone's going to have to answer on an individual basis.
Or they can just come to New Hampshire and help us not have to ask that question.
I really think that's the best way to head this off at the pass, because the things that we're that Mike is talking about, they are coming down the pipe. Whether it's going to happen to so-called illegal immigrants or Muslims or whoever the next group of evil is that the government wants to target, you know, it's once again, I referenced it last night, back to Pastor Martin Niemöller's old famous old quote from World War II times, you know, first they came for the fill in the blank, and I wasn't a fill in the blank, so I didn't stand up and protest. And by the time they'd come for everyone else, they came for me, there wasn't anyone else around to stand up for me. So we are going to have to stand up at some point and defend our freedoms against the encroaching tyranny of this government. The question is, when? I hope it doesn't get to that point. I hope, Toby, you're right. I hope we can move enough people to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project that will back up people who are already making that stand, like Ed Brown in Plainfield, who will back him up and scare the feds off and get them the hell out of here, and maybe we can secede. And then if the other 49 states want to throw their own citizens in pens, then it will be their business, and that's fine. They can do that. But, man, it's just a scary, scary situation in this country today. And it's really kind of frightening what's going on. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI line. If you want to talk about the impending police state, because whether you like it or not, the government is getting more intrusive, more oppressive, more expensive, more controlling than they ever have in the past, and at what is arguably a faster clip than they ever have in the past.
Or perhaps you have a good argument that America is the land of the free. Maybe. There's people out there that believe it. They'll tell you that.
I'd love to hear that argument. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty. Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. We only have a few moments remaining, but just enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Join Toby online at freemindstv.com.
Oh, thanks for the plug.
Yep, as we go to the phones, it is Nigel in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live, Nigel.
Hi.
Nigel.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I actually saw a FEMA camp today. It was in Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana, and it was filled with Katrina refugees.
There's people that are finding refuge from Katrina. Do they know that it happened almost 2 years ago?
You know, that's what I thought, but I'd never been there before today, and there are still crushed-up boats along the side of the road. And
it's not a refugee camp anymore. It's public housing now.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, exactly. And that's... Is there any chance that KDR got this contract to plan ahead for future events like Katrina? I mean, I know the government is really horrible at planning ahead, and that's probably why KDR got the contract, but, I mean, there are other explanations for this besides that, oh, well, they're going to come, all of us who don't believe, who don't worship at the cult of the omnipotent state, and they're going to stick us in camps and... you know, underground in Kansas or something, right?
I don't think it's unreasonable to believe that the federal government would put immigrants in camps. That's what the proposed reason for the KBR contract was, that they were to build immigration detention camps here in America.
I mean, to some extent, they already have those along the Mexican border, so that really wouldn't be a surprise whatsoever.
Right. So this would just be an extension of that, building bigger camps to hold more of them. Basically, that's what the proposal is. And there are plenty of people. There are people who have called this show in the past who have advocated rounding up all Muslims. How you would go about doing this, I have no idea, because how you determine whether someone is a Muslim or not seems a little difficult. But going around rounding up Muslims and putting them into camps, these are ideas with some level of acceptance amongst the American population, and that's kind of scary, isn't it, Nigel?
Yes, it is. And it is scary in that that could lead, if that is done, which wouldn't be entirely surprising, it could lead to them saying, oh, well, people with dangerous political views or all that other sort of stuff could...
Yes. Yeah, if they can get away with putting... You're right, it's a very slippery and dangerous slope. If they get away with putting immigrants in camps, it's just another step till they put Muslims in camps, just another step till they put dissenters in camps. And there are probably plenty of people out there saying, what? That could never happen in America. But it already has. It happened during World War II, and no one batted an eye at it.
Well, Ian, I'm sure there are people who would say that you, who advocate... dissolving the government, should be put in a camp because
I would be one of the first. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I don't think that's that far away at all, ideologically.
Yep, we hope it won't happen. We hope that people getting together in New Hampshire and standing together for liberty will prevent it. I believe it will. I think that the government already has no idea. They have no flipping clue what to do with these liberty activists here in New Hampshire. Nigel, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. You look at great activists like Lauren Canario. We had her on the show over the weekend talking about her brand of activism, her brand of non-cooperation when it comes to dealing with the police and them arresting you. They're throwing monkey wrenches into the system so effectively, and there's only a handful of activists that are doing it so far. You've got Ed and Elaine Brown holed up in their house in Plainfield, New Hampshire. They've got a bunch of supporters, free staters and non-free staters, just people that believe that you should be free to keep the money you earn. They're standing up. They're standing next to Ed and Elaine Brown and saying, if Ed and Elaine Brown go down, so am I. And the feds don't know what to do about this. They're just freaking out. I can only imagine what their meetings are like over these things. I mean, they have not taken any action, and Ed and Elaine Brown have been in their home since fall of last year without the feds making a move. I mean, they're frozen.
They're
paralyzed.
Making moves. They haven't gone in and made the move.
Right.
The decisive one.
Well, they flexed their might a couple of weeks ago when they surrounded Ed Brown's house with all their armament and everything, but they didn't end up doing anything. So, I mean, they're sort of testing the waters and trying to figure out exactly what to do, but it feels like to me that they're sort of spinning their wheels. They don't really get it.
Meanwhile, I think Ed is getting more and more support as more and more people hear about his case. I know that when we talked about it on Free Minds TV, all the phone callers we got were positive.
Excellent.
Saying, yeah, they should leave him alone. And I think that it is a difficult situation for the feds. It's hard for they're on very thin ice.
The longer they wait, the more difficult it apparently is going to get, because we originally thought that Ed Brown's level of support was going to taper off,
right,
and that when no one was left, the feds were going to make their move. So far, that hasn't occurred. People are continuing to stand by Ed. He's a rallying point for those who believe in liberty and getting people, getting this insane tax system off of our backs. So as time goes on and more people pay attention to this, it's only going to get more and more difficult for the feds. And then they're going to look impotent.
Right.
And as soon as they look impotent, then more people will do what Ed Brown and Elaine are doing, and they're going to say, screw this, I'm done paying my tax, I'm done paying taxes too. I'm not going to fund this federal beast anymore.
You know, it's great. And with the Free Staters, he gets more and more support. I was driving through Manchester the other day, and I saw some people holding signs, huge sign that says, I support Ed Brown. I'm like, that's awesome. I didn't even hear about this,
yep.
But that's just the kind of support he's getting now.
And Ed and Elaine, they've said time and time again that they're doing this for you. Obviously, they're doing it for themselves, but they are doing it for you. They could have gone to the jail cell. They could have gone and, you know, followed the legal path, but they're standing up for liberty, and we are all going to benefit from this, whatever comes of it.
I think Ed Brown has definitely set himself up to be a martyr for liberty as far as not paying taxes.
Let's go to the phones. We got to get to Tom in KGEZ land, Montana. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, sir. Great show.
Thanks.
I like the idea of the free state in New Hampshire.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that a pretty small state, though, on the eastern coast?
Yeah, it's pretty small. We come from Florida, so it's like no problem driving across the state here.
It's a lot like a county.
Yeah, well, I'm originally from Michigan, but I've been many years gone from that country. It seems to me like even if you had a very large concentration of free staters there, where our government is going these days, when they get the control they think they want, wouldn't they just kind of blow that little small concentration of people right off the map?
Well, there's certainly those who have proffered paranoid scenarios like that in the past. And, you know, that sort of a scare tactic isn't going to do anything to scare me away from fighting for liberty. If that's what happens, then that's what happens. I mean, a nuke could hit anywhere in the country tomorrow if somebody wanted to launch one of them. I don't live my life in fear of that, do you?
Oh, no, absolutely. I'm not in fear. Excuse me. When I first came to Montana, I thought this was the wonderful place. I've been here for 20 years, and I still love it. And there's a large concentration of conservatives here, but people in control seem to be the enemy of the conservatives.
And the reason for that is because when power exists, those who seek it will go after it, and then they will use it on those who just, they just want to live their lives. Whether they call themselves conservatives or liberals, the fact is they're authoritarians, people that deem to know how best you should run your life, and those are the people that seek government office. It's a problem in every state.
Well, they're certainly ruining this wonderful state, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a wonderful place, but our government is ruining the country, and they've sure screwed up this place.
Yep, I understand and completely completely sympathize with your situation. And Tom,
great show, guys. I love listening to you.
Thank you for the call.
Talk to you later.
Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It's frustrating.
People all over the country are they're sick and tired of the federal, state, and local governments being in their business, telling them what they can do, when they can do it, how they can do it, and how much they have to pay in order to do it.
It's time to just say no to government. Let's go to the phones and talk to Joe in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live, Joe.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I want to talk about the Chris Benoit problem today that happened about Chris Benoit.
The wrestler.
And, the steroid issue. Either he killed his wife and his kids due to steroids.
Do you think that's what it was?
No, because honestly, because I take steroids and I have no rage problem at all. I mean, I'm packing a lot of stuff other places, but
that was your
no
best call
problem.
Ever, by the way. Best call ever from that cranker.
And now, I can personally say that I've taken steroids and I had a real attitude problem when I took
really?
Them. Yeah.
How much did you take?
Not very much.
Wow.
I had
so it didn't take a lot.
A few weeks worth of a cycle, I guess is what they call it.
Hell if I know.
It was pills.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And,
how did you notice?
How did I notice what?
The attitude problem.
I found myself picking fights with large black men in prison.
Oh.
Yeah. I've had friends who I've seen them off steroids and then seen them go on, and there's definitely a whole personality change.
Yeah. It wasn't good.
But that was that cranker's best call. I recognize his voice. I recognize his voice every time he comes on, so I know that our board op probably is hovering over the dump button or whatever, but he was actually kind of funny on that one.
Getting better.
So we are in a pretty. But let's talk about the Chris Benoit situation. I think that's how you pronounce his last name. Pretty shocking, right? I mean, it was a couple weeks ago that we announced, I guess, that Vince McMahon had blown up in a limousine, and that was a joke. He didn't really die. That was just cinema for the
he's
World Wrestling
dead?
Federation. No,
he's not dead. I'm gonna have to go check on it.
I think he commented on the Chris Benoit situation. He came back from the dead to comment on the real dead guy. But man, how scary is that, right? I mean, this wrestler allegedly has killed his wife and kid, and then killed himself in some way. That's what the cops are thinking now. Though, who knows?
Maybe anyone, and
maybe it was a triple homicide. Who knows?
It's likely the steroids had something to do with it. It really gives you a really bad attitude.
That's scary stuff. It's been Ian here with you
and Toby
and Mark.
We'll return tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.